If India's statistics are overstated, who or what is to blame? Political meddling is an inadequate answer. Although this government under Narendra Modi has done plenty to arouse suspicion, in November, statisticians revised down growth figures from last decade, taking the shine off the previous government's record. In January, they revised up growth in 2016 to 2018, the two fiscal years most affected by Mr. Modi's daft and disruptive decision to remove high-denomination banknotes from circulation. Both exercises raised eyebrows. But Mr. Subramanian sidesteps these two recent controversies, excluding the latest revisions from his analysis. Instead, he concentrates his fire on a more fundamental technical change, a new method of calculating GDP, from 2011 to 2012 onwards, that was adopted in early 2015. Much of the preparation for this switch dated back to the previous government. And one of the new method's strangest results was an upward revision of growth in the tumultuous year before Mr. Modi took office, when the economy was reeling from high inflation and capital outflows. That contradicts the charge of political interference. Why would Mr. Modi's government fiddle the figures to flatter its hated predecessor? The new method may nonetheless suffer from other shortcomings. It may, for example, have failed to cope with the drop in oil prices in 2014. To illustrate, if an Indian company imports 10,000 rupees worth of crude oil and adds 100 rupees of value to it, it might sell the refined product for 10,100 rupees. If the oil price subsequently halves, the company might try selling the same product for 5,110 rupees, boosting its margin. An unwary statistician might conclude that Indian prices have dropped dramatically, but the Indian part of the total, the only bit that matters for GDP, has increased in price from 100 to 110 rupees. The confused statistician may then treat an increase in rupee profits as evidence of real growth, not merely higher prices. Such problems are less likely in more developed G20 countries, which keep better track of the price of inputs.